welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Reputation, Reputation, Reputation. If you tuned into my previous podcast, you know my topic was planning ahead. In case you missed that informative podcast, I began by explaining the benefit of planning ahead, then went on to discuss 10 specific situations that are well served by planning ahead, and concluded with a real-life scenario that exemplified the value of planning ahead. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're applying what was addressed regarding planning ahead. So let's move on to this month's topic. Sometimes we truly believe we've fully covered all our bases. But what if that's not the case? Oops! Big mistake when it comes to your reputation. Now, let's give you the tools you need to succeed. As always, it's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Let's get started. The three questions I plan to answer in this podcast are, number one, why is protecting our reputation such a big deal? Number two, what are presentation mistakes to avoid when preserving our reputation? And third, how do we fix these presentation mistakes? Let's start with the first question, which is, why is protecting our reputation such a big deal? We've all heard the importance of location, 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 right? Now, let's switch out the word location, and in its place, let's insert reputation. Last I checked, each of us only has one reputation, which is the first reason we want to protect it. Additionally, in the business world, others typically decide about furthering their relationship with us based on, you guessed it, our reputation. Think about that for a moment, and you'll see that you've most likely based your own business decisions on what you've heard, seen, or experienced with other people. That's what is meant by reputation. I'd say that's a big deal. That brings us to our second question. What are presentation mistakes to avoid when preserving your reputation? Last month, I selected a workshop to attend because I believed the subject was key to my ongoing business success, and I was quite eager to learn. As a professional speaker, I also had a secondary goal, which is to observe and further my knowledge from the speaker's presentation style. Here's what I discovered. Number one, the duration of the program, which was advertised as 2 hours, ended after a mere 58 minutes. It also started late. Number two, the speaker had at least 100 slides, and after navigating to a slide, often was heard to say, "I know I'm dating myself here, but..." Number three, seeing the tables arranged in small groups, I thought activities would be conducted to encourage attendee interaction. Well, since there wasn't any interaction, I was clearly mistaken. Number four, the presenter referred to rather large marketing budgets. This made me feel kind of left out as a small business owner. No way could I relate to these comments. And number five, of those 100 slides, one in particular was in bad taste relative to females. With the Me Too movement, this was a poor choice. Now that you understand why it's a big deal to protect our reputation and presentation mistakes to avoid when preserving your reputation, we're ready to tackle the third question. How do we fix these presentation mistakes? Here's my advice relative to the order of the mistakes I presented to you. First, as part of practicing, always, always time yourself so you nail it. Sometimes you have to add, delete, or modify aspects of your message, but if you've committed to a time frame, you clearly want to honor it. Second, as part of your research, conduct a thorough audience analysis so that you're using relevant examples given the approximate age range of your attendees. Third, audience engagement is of the utmost importance. Create meaningful activities to ensure this occurs, and then, of course, time each interaction. Fourth, similar to what you glean in your audience analysis, ensure that you modify your information so it's appropriate for your listeners. This helps you avoid the one-size-fits-all dilemma. And finally, two parts to consider with the fifth presentation mistake that I mentioned. First, if you're slide dependent, be absolutely sure you have a contingency plan in the event technology isn't an option. For example, think of a power outage, something with which I've had personal experience. Furthermore, as part of your presentation preparation, always double-check that you're being politically correct. Avoid any errors by being conservative. In fact, when in doubt, eliminate. That's clearly very important advice for me to give you. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients and prospects, and of course, that means you. My intent is to offer information that you can apply immediately. By placing your attention on your reputation, you're on your way to becoming a memorable speaker. It always serves you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Until next month and next year, I wish you profitable speech.